from before form, before things, that which is becomes. One being, one source, one end, one process, one means. Informing itself, it does and becomes. Layer upon layer, level upon level, form upon form, denseness upon denseness, being upon being, one becomes itself, creating itself, through itself, as itself. One form denser and denser into the world, which it creates of itself and lives. Forming itself again and again and again into multitude beings, all of oneself, and it forgets. It apparently separates as a cell, being within a greater body. The cell is still part of that one body. And when one spirit densifies and identifies itself as separate, as a part, then one cell begins that awakening process again and rejoins itself to remember again, become again, fulfill itself again, until it is not only part of itself, but identity changes. It becomes of itself and it lives layer upon layer, form upon form, level upon level, all things becoming again of itself, remembering, restoring, rebecoming as one. Life becomes, it cycles through itself. And as it cycles, all the forms are of itself still. And all the means and all the process and all the movement still is of itself. And one remembers again, lives again as one, and returns again to the formless, that void from which it stems. Always seeking, always becoming, always cycling, always remembering. Always is. And this is oneself becoming again. This is what we call you and me, form upon form, living through all. And as one does and as one journeys more beyond oneself as separate, one begins to become aware of all these other layers and levels and forms and existences, and one finds ways of expressing, of perceiving, of living, and each one has its own means of doing so. And this is the story of the spiritual path, the awakening, the re-becoming that each one goes through. The evolution of life itself, of form itself. It's like the waters of the spirit form itself into this planet. The waters becoming of mists and of rivers and of streams and of droplets, yet all of one water, of one grand ocean, of one grand closed system, cycling into itself. So while a droplet may seem separate, and if one could imagine identity being of the one droplet, then when this is lost and returns and rejoins all the mist, all the cycle, the grand ocean of becoming, of being, of formless, which cycles again upon itself, forming into the one, remembering, rejoining. This is akin to the spiritual path. Realization, becoming again. This is evolution of the species, of the waters of the Spirit. And when we perceive from the droplet and we look for the form, and we cycle around and we get caught in this form, in the level, in the moment, in the breath, the in-breath or the out-breath, we can describe it in all its many characteristics, yet still it's separate, divided, as one becomes again as a droplet becomes the stream, and the stream flows to the ocean, and the ocean becomes of itself in the mist and forms again through all. And that from which the water comes and returns, then one becomes again, remembers. This is akin to what is called the realization of oneself, the becoming again. The letting go of identity of the droplet is the becoming again of the formless waters of spirit, of self. And this is the story of living, of cycling again, of experiencing, of expressing, of remembering, the spiritual path, so to speak, being one aspect of this, the growth through layers and levels of material, of form, of spirit, of becoming. And each one holds its own mystery and keys, and each one has its way of dealing and doing. This is the story of life, and all things become of this again. It's the evolution of mankind, of humankind, of the rock to the mineral, of all forms, to the breath and the air, to the finer light, the story of life. This is what one is, or which one is, and becoming again. All things evolve, all people evolve, constantly growing, becoming again. And that form and process continues through all and of all as one. The recognition changes, the identity changes, the awareness changes, the expression changes. What one actually grows into and becomes perceiving of, perceptive to, understanding of, expressing of. How one lives, how one works, how one does, how one feels. And one joins again and becomes of all these things and looks out and becomes of oneself and perceives oneself as oneself. That which is called God, the ideal, beloved, is but one perception of oneself as one grows into, again, what one is. These are the stories, the many stories of living in these areas and levels of being. This expansiveness continues, and one becomes again. And there is no limit to perception, to understanding. There's no limit to form and formless. There's no limit to being. And all things exist within oneself, because oneself is all. Things being part of one grand ocean. And this is real. This lives. And each person, each being, each sense, each step, each form, each speck becomes of this and is of this and remembers again and lives. This is the evolution that continues. And when we look upon the earth and we see the horrors and trials and tribulations and joys and blessings and nature and forgiveness and greed and hunger and hostility. We still see but only a little snapshot of all that is and how it works out within the framework of living, of life, of love, of light, of breath. And these are the many stories of becoming again, living again, and how one does experience, express, and how joy and light and love becomes itself. These are the ways of life, expressed through the multitude of forms, that unity through diversity, that unity, one being, experience again. And this is done by all people, all beings, touching again, remembering again, becoming again. The pointing toward are the stories of the prophets and teachers, the great ones who know. And it's up to each one within this world to fulfill why they've come in as a ray of light, of breath, a form of the formless, becoming again, experiencing oneself. And all this is not only real and possible, but is. Each one of us as one, separate and united, become again. And now the story begins. The land of love. This is the introduction to the ways of living and perceiving beyond oneself, limited, lesser, to separate in form, perception, and being. It's the walking back, the re-becoming of oneself in the stages and steps and levels that are within oneself and available to do, to be.